Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Give you a weather update brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Have a leaky roof? Take action now. Get your free estimate. Call them at 954-968-8155. And 93 degrees right now here in South Florida. Feels like 97. Hot day. Goodness gracious.
Is it ever going to get better? Well, I mean, the wind is semi-blowing over there, the corner, next to the
November.
Pump.
It'll get better in November. End of October, yeah.
Florida Sports Pick says that Tobin's got no hemoglobin. What is that? Is that color in the skin? Hemoglobin?
No, that's melatonin.
What's hemoglobin?
Blood. Oh my goodness.
What?
Dude.
Oh, okay. You have made mistakes.
I just gave you the right answer. What are you talking about? I made mistakes. Everybody knows what hemoglobin is and melatonin.
But what happens when you have no? Though, what happens is, when you have?
I think there's like it's a different.
When you have none, you're white.
When you have no hemoglobin?
Melatonin.
No, I know that.
No, you didn't know that. You're just
you. Also, the hemoglobin is, it's a test that measures the levels of the different that differentiates a man from a woman.
Really?
No, that is not correct.
A hemoglobin test? It absolutely is correct. It's a hormone test.
Having no hemoglobin is fatal because your cells cannot get the oxygen they need to survive. Hemoglobin is vital to protein in red blood cells and moving oxygen from your lungs to the rest of the body.
You were so wrong, Brittany.
Leroy, you are
no,
wrong too.
I am not.
It also is for anemia, right? Your hemoglobin affects anemia.
Yes.
It's a blood test.
Yes.
But
yes,
it also helps. It also is something.
White people don't usually get sickle cell.
But don't you, if you're anemic, don't you usually look like a ghost?
No.
You sure?
Oh, my goodness.
It's like yes and no.
Yes and no.
I think I was right.
Anemic is you're like usually you're tired because you have no energy.
You crave ice. Weak. You bruise easily.
I'm pretty sure I deserve a point back.
No, you do not.
I think I do, dude. I think you guys both
do.
No, you know what? Hold on. I think that Tobin deserves it more than Leroy because Leroy was out here literally saying melatonin. Like if we're going to go to sleep here.
Yeah, why did you say melatonin?
I meant melatonin.
Exactly. You're so
melanin.
Wrong
melanin.
And loud, okay?
Melanin. Minus
nice description,
one.
Jackass.
It's melanin. So I said the wrong
and I literally
word
told
wrong,
you, I'm like, I don't think that's
right.
How you say it.
We both
it.
Said wrong it's words. You were more wrong.
No.
Everybody
no.
was wrong, okay? Everyone was wrong. Give everyone a minus one. Everyone deserves a minus one.
I don't want one.
Minus one. For deception. For lying. For butchering English. For technological snafu. Fraud. For fraudulence.
You literally got sent back to break.
Yeah, we did.
Ew.
Why would you ever do that?
I don't like
that.
That
has nothing
or
to do
flop.
With hemoglobin.
I just missed the buttons, my bad.
No, you didn't.
Bum.
Did I do the headline sponsor yet?
No, I don't think that you did.
Just
headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia in Miami. In a Domino's game, you'll always find your abuelito. Hopefully not anemic. And whenever you want a low price, you save with your pricito. Save now with your pricito at Doral Kia. The Marlins. Back at it tonight. 6:40 is your first pitch from Citizens Bank Park. Felt like a bank robbery last night with the Marlins. We get to deal with that ass clown of an umpire tonight behind the home plate. So good luck to the fish.
Should they bring him some of those Magoo glasses?
Yeah, they should. Hey, Tim, what's going on, man?
One to Leroy. Melatonin puts you to sleep. It's melanin, genius.
Yeah. Genius.
Melanin. Genius.
Yeah.
That's not right either.
It's not melatonin. That's what puts you to sleep.
It's melanin.
Oh, melanin, same thing.
Oh, you can't call
it's better than what you said, Leroy.
You've been boxed
hey,
in.
I'm not going to be. Hold up. No way in hell I'm going to be corrected by somebody who can't even say the word right.
You nope. couldn't say it either.
You said melatonin.
Words mean words, dude.
It's melatonin!
It's melatonin.
He was, so loud. He was like,
melanin. I have more than you guys do.
Thank you. Thank you, Captain so Obvious. We really do appreciate it. Words. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm winning at something, damn it.
What?
Look at all that. Look at all that.
Looks lovely.
All you that, guys really don't have any.
All that melatonin. Does melatonin actually work?
Yes.
Yes.
But over time, you shouldn't supplement, like you should lessen your intake of it because it can overproduce in your body and then you become used to it and then it actually makes your sleep worse. So I suggest something more like magnesium.
You ever have
Or ashwagandha.
So is it like,
or wait,
you just say ayahuasca?
Tea.
What?
Nope. Ashwagandha. Those are two different things.
What the hell is ashwagandha?
It's a supplement.
You're telling me I should trust ashwagandha more than melatonin?
Yes.
Interesting.
Magnesium is a safer way for
magnesium you. Is a yeah. safer way to
That's not what
for
you
a
said,
sleeping
though,
aid.
She did
I said
say it
both.
First.
I said magnesium okay. or ashwagandha.
I don't like that.
Would you like me to tell you?
And this guy is what? Right too. What? Sexy sauce is correct.
What do you say?
I'm not gonna glycinate. Is that what?
Yeah.
Is that okay? I didn't want to.
And glycinin. Yeah.
Isn't that a Bush song?
You know, I'm
no.
done with you. Can we?
Like, let's keep it medical around here.
Let's keep it medical.
Didn't they read glycerin? Do I have the wrong band? What band is that?
Oh, Lord.
Glycerin. That's not Bush.
I don't know.
Don't let the days go by, glycerin. That's Bush.
That's Bush.
That is Bush.
They have a song called Glycerin?
Yeah, I think they do. I think it's one of their most famous songs.
Mm. Are we sure we're just not propagating misinformation?
I'm pretty sure
no,
that's
it
one
is,
of the,
it is, it is.
I get my point. I'm telling you. That, I told you. I nailed that.
He knows intangibles.
Yeah, who would sing about
especially Glycerin? The ones that all sound alike. That, Creed.
Yeah, no, they all sound alike. That is true.
Nickelback.
Nickelback.
Don't take that melatonin, take glycerin. Don't let your sleep go by. No block, no rock.
Why? Why did you have to include that?
What do you mean? They better block.
Oh, brother.
If they don't
some
block.
Receivers don't like the block.
Yeah, I mean, those our receivers are going to block. No block, no rock. How about that one?
The Rockville.
Are you just saying what? Words now?
Pretty much.
Yes. That word count.
Word yes. count is getting hit.
Rockville. Man, I missed that. Let's go back.
Welcome to Rockville. We had that guy in here.
That was honestly one of my favorite moments.
Literally had no idea who he was. What's his name again? Here. The famous Danny something? Weeman?
Wilmerman?
Yeah, exactly. Famous. Know what I'm saying, dude? Anyway, practice is over for the Dolphins. That can only mean one thing. Stock up, stock down. We'll get to that next. Hey, Taste of the Track is returning to Gulfstream Park on August 29th with their Taste of Havana. And we got a chance for you to win a 4-pack of tickets to go to enter. Go to the contest page at WQAM.com. Another day of Dolphins practice is in the books. Ergo, we have another stock up, stock down. Woo-hoo! Excited, Leroy!
Woo! Leroy!
Leroy!
This is from the Sun Sentinels, David Ferronis. Stock up! Rookie defensive end, Max Lewin. He took his strong one-on-one period and took it to the team setting with several impressive snaps at the line of scrimmage throughout. Even if he didn't necessarily come up with a practice sack, he was applying consistent pressure. But
were they in pads?
Yeah, they were. They were in pads today. He's a seventh-round pick. But rookie wide receiver Kevin Coleman Jr. caught 2 touchdowns on the day's drills. So he is easily deserving of the honor as well. How about that? two stocks up today.
On a roll.
Exciting, right?
Not even a chuckle. It's so stupid.
It's not stupid.
Yeah, okay.
Why is it stupid?
Okay.
Stock down? You ready? Mm-hmm. Because we'll give it, but we got to take it away.
It probably should be whoever was blocking the guy who got stock up.
I don't know, dude.
That's how it works.
It's not how it works.
If one guy was really good, the other guy got to suck, right?
I mean, you have a lot of rules for stock up, stock down for somebody who doesn't care.
But that's just flip. That's wait. If one guy had three sacks, the guy that was blocking him have to have stock down.
Nope, not this one.
Oh my goodness.
Stock down. Veteran right tackle Austin Jackson. Austin Jackson had a rough day. He was getting crushed by Chop Robinson off the edge. He was pushed back on his rear on one play and was definitely exhausted by the end of practice. Wow.
That's because he doesn't practice and he's out of shape.
Tough.
That's it. Well, then, why don't you try it? Why don't you, Austin, hey, why don't you get a couple of more reps?
Jeez. You know, he's got some pretty harsh takes for someone who doesn't care about the segment.
He gets so like...
No, I'm just saying.
He gets invested when every single time.
He gets shape. So fed up that, of course, you care. Look at that.
Something, right?
That's care right
He just
there.
Told Austin Jackson, hey...
Get more reps.
Fix it. That's basically it. What you said. I like it. I like the accountability from Leroy. This guy cares about
on my behalf.
You're so invested. It's crazy.
I'm just piggybacking off your words, dude.
No, I don't need you to piggyback. You're too heavy.
Jeez.
-1.
I'm so sorry, Tobin.
No, Tobin, that was messed up, but no, I apologize.
He doesn't have to apologize for the facts. It's just it hurts. I just think it's silly that he's like, you know, this is Leroy. Oh, I don't want stuck up, stuck down. What did they say today? I have a take on it.
What was it? No.
What is it? Are they bad?
Can you give me the specifics of it? You love football so much.
The person who messed up.
Just admit, you love football so much and you love
stuck
up.
I love
up,
football
down.
So much that this is insulting.
It's not insulting.
It is.
You just insulted a man and told him to get in shape. Not me.
I didn't say he was out of shape.
You said he was a fat ass.
You literally said
he looked tired. Stock down said he looked tired. And I'm like, hey, maybe you ought to work on getting in shape for the season.
Fat ass.
Otherwise, you're going to get pushed on your ass all season. All
right. Harsh critic.
No, that's not a harsh critic.
I like it.
That's reality.
I like it.
If you're out of shape in an hour practice, how are you going to look in a three-hour game? Let's just figure it out.
But this is the importance of why you can't connect stock up, stock down. Because you could have stocked up for Chop Robinson.
Because Austin Jackson ain't going to lose his job.
Chop
he's
going
to be the
down.
Starter, so he just needs to start getting ready for the season. Simple as that.
He's been out there. He only missed like two practices.
Yeah. Again, we're working on an Austin Jackson curve.
Yeah, it's two practices.
Okay, but if he's getting tired, he probably need to do a little bit more. Just saying.
Chop Robinson's giving him that work. Chop, chop.
Okay. But they never talk about Chop getting a sack. Just beating the guy in front of him. Get the sack.
All right. Well, now you're going in different directions.
No, I'm not.
Pushed him on his rear.
Yeah.
All I'm hearing is that you care about stuck up, stuck down.
He does.
No.
He cares about it so much.
No, I don't.
You have a lot of opinions for someone who doesn't care.
I really don't. Well, because I have to, like, tell you what's really going on instead of the imaginary stuff you read about, okay? So him getting pushed on his butt.
Were you there?
And Chop speed. No, I just know what it sounds like. I've been around football long enough to know when somebody's tired, they need to get in better shape. Because when you're out of shape, you get pushed on your ass. And Austin Jackson's way too good for anybody to be pushing him on his ass, so that means he's out of shape.
Sounds like
simple as that.
Sounds like Austin Jackson didn't get the heat advisory. Chop advisory.
See?
This is the second. So you easy. Said chop up, chop down also. And you guys let it slide.
So happy football's back.
correct.
What?
Doctor upstairs, downstairs.
He says, okay, in sports, isn't the first thing to go when you're tired your legs? Exactly.
Yep.
Of course.
Yep. Also in chopping a tree, you want to start at the base. He's a lumberjack.
He's so done with you.
Do you start at the base?
Of course. Who would stop at the top of a tree?
He's the dumbass that.
But if you start at the bottom, it's going to fall on you.
He's the dumbass that would have the tree fall on his house.
No.
No, it's ridiculous.
Okay. You're the guy that had you're the guy that had the tree fall on your house.
No. I know how to use an axe.
Do you?
I do. I have an axe.
You know how to throw one.
I'm all right with it. I'm not like a Viking. But I could do all right. This guy over here, he's like, oh, you don't know how to use an axe. I know how to use an axe. Lumberjackson. Get in better shape, dude. Leroy said.
That's, like, is that not...
Can we make that the podcast... title this hour?
Yeah.
Leroy Horde tells Austin Jackson to get in shape.
Absolutely.
Shape up or...
What you explained to me is exactly what that sounds like.
Shape up, shape down.
He's not in shape. Like, what do you want me to say? He hasn't played. He takes days off. He's trying to be healthy, but he also needs to be in shape. Otherwise, when he comes out the second half, he's going to get dump trucked every play.
Dade Sauce says you'd have to be a complete idiot to know how to use an axe. I think you'd be surprised.
You'd be surprised. I think you'd be surprised. You would actually be surprised.
Did you guys ever watch the outdoor games back in the day on ESPN?
Oh, yeah, when they used to climb. They...
I love those. Yeah. That was great.
No.
Or the saw.
Yeah.
I love how you guys.
Or the combo saw. Two people saw.
Yep.
Yeah.
You and I could do a combo saw.
No.
I think
no,
so.
No, you guys would fight that.
Someone
time.
Would end up cut.
Heave ho. Yeah. That's it. You just got to go on two sounds. Heave ho. Heave ho.
You go faster than that, dude. That's what I'm saying. You're out there like, no.
If we were
you
racing,
go faster than that.
We'd be fine.
They're already fighting.
We haven't even done
this. This is the preview.
Yeah, we haven't even done it. He said, handsome Davy said, we could do it.
That's not how you
lunch.
Hold it, you idiot. That's exactly how
we don't do
go.
That.
You heave and I ho.
What?
And we're just like,
you know, you can say, and then here he's in here. You know, you're really lashing out right now, right? Like you just one handed it.
I wonder how much a combo saw costs.
Probably $400 or $500.
Probably,
those
right?
things aren't cheap.
Just get a chainsaw for that price. Chainsaw is like $600. What do I need?
Yeah, but then you wouldn't be able to do the games, you idiot.
Do you think they get
there
sponsors?
The only reason why when nobody's ever took a chainsaw out in the combo saw out in the forest, but they do the games.
Do you think like a sponsor takes care of it for them?
Leroy would be out 4 to 6 after combo saw event. I can't even be mad at you because I have been taken out of commission for some of the dumbest of things.
Yeah, that's true.
But to be fair, I'm also the guy that had surgery in the morning and showed up for the show that evening.
That's true, too.
Yeah, so.
So get yourself in shape, Austin Jackson.
No, that's what. All I'm saying is you told me what happened. I'm telling you what that means.
That's why I read Sock Up, Sock Down to you. I need you as a resource.
No, you don't.
I do.
You don't listen to me.
I do listen to you. That's not fair.
You do not.
I listen to you.
You do not listen to me.
I now know that.
No, you don't.
Austin Jackson needs to get his ass in shape. That's what you just said.
If he's getting pushed on his ass. Is because he's tired, and as the stock down said, right, he looked tired. When you're tired, your technique is out the door, and you get caught in positions that have you back on your ass.
What's this guy want? QAM, you're on the air. Hey, what's your name, buddy? You got a saw?
What a shame.
Riveting.
I wonder what it was.
You know, it was funny that he's probably on the radio, and so he's going to when he hears it,
yeah,
he's going to probably start talking
right.
and realize, oh, wait.
Oh, man, I missed it. Yeah. Take a break. We'll mix things up in the mix bag coming up next. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. It's that time of the show where we like to mix things up, ladies and germs. We like to call that the mix bag, huh? Leroy, are you familiar with Cam Scadaboo?
Yep.
Doesn't seem like there's a whole lot going on up there. No judgment. But this is what he has to say about becoming an NFL star.
I mean, it's New York. You get publicity. What we say is all publicity is good publicity. So if they're talking about you, there's a good thing, you know? So everyone loves to talk about me because I'm crazy and do a whole bunch of different things here and there. And I'm just going to continue to be the best football player that I can be. I try not to let the outside stuff bother me and kind of stay off my phone for the most part. So I'm either hanging out with my girlfriend or, you know, playing video games and staying away from my phone. So, you know, I'm focused right now on football, and that's the main goal.
All right. We'll see him later this week. We will see him in joint practice, I'd imagine. I don't know if we're going to see him in the game, but we'll see him in joint practice, I'd imagine. Speaking of joint practices, this was Jeff Hafley earlier today explaining why joint practices are so much better than preseason games, a take that I really hate.
Yeah, that was big. I think that was really big, and a lot of people did it. When I was first in the league, it usually was your third preseason game where you got them out and they played through the half. They played at least a series going into the third quarter. The problem is now is the joint practices have kind of taken over. And I think a lot of coaches and a lot of players would rather get their reps in those practices, because here's how we have to look at it. So say our starters on, we practice against the Giants on Thursday, right? And then the game's on Saturday. So you're talking, you get one day of rest and then you're playing a game. If our starters go out and play 40 snaps against the Giants on a Thursday practice, that'd be like playing two games in 3 days, which is nobody's going to do. So where do you want to see your starters get more reps? In practice against the Giants starters?
No.
Or you want to kind of hold them off in practice and go do a dress rehearsal?
Yes.
I'd rather get the practice done the right way against the Giants starters, get great work in, and then we'll see where we're at. But if a player plays 40-plus snaps on a Thursday, you can't play him in three quarters on a Saturday. It's not fair to the player. It's not safe.
Football breeds football. So you want them to play thud and then wonder why they can't play on Sunday. I'm more interested in finding out who's going to be on your team in practice and in the third and fourth quarter while getting my guys ready for the game.
Right.
So how's about this? How about this? How about we do 20 plays on Thursday and 20 plays on Saturday?
That'd be
because
cool.
Guess what? It's camp. Oh, my goodness.
What? I love it, dude. I love it.
We raising marshmallows.
You would fix football. I'm telling you.
This is no, what, I would.
You would.
I would get, like, people would hate, like, I don't know how to explain it, okay? And I've said this over and over again every camp. You cannot get ready for football and playing a long football season while never playing football. Right? You can't do it.
I just don't see.
You got to know how to be tackled. You got to know how to tackle. You got to know how to fight through some stuff. You got to know how. In the game, I don't care if you go ones against ones in practice. It ain't the same as going ones on ones on game day.
I'm telling you, man. Like, this is the thing. The coaches have gotten so sweet on this whole joint practice thing. It's ruined it. It's like, oh, no. Trust us. It's better. It's like, they keep telling us it's better. I feel like you're trying to make us fall for something.
Okay. Somebody said muscles need rest. So if they play Thursday, can't play in 3 days. I understand what you're saying. Keep in mind, you're basing that off of playing an entire football game. But if I have 20 plays on Thursday and 20 plays on Saturday, you know what that's called? Camp. That's it.
Well,
so you telling me, oh no, if they practice for 2 hours on Thursday, they can't practice 2 hours on Friday because them could get tired. Stop it. You sound like a baby. Soft. You can play 20 plays. In fact, we used to, how about this? One Friday, we had a full practice that morning. And the preseason game the next day.
Wow.
We said, Bill, you're going to kill us. You're not going to hardly play. You're going to play 10 plays on Saturday. It's like a day off. That's his response.
Was that the one where somebody got hurt and you had to play a lot more?
No. Bill wasn't there. That was my rookie year.
Okay.
Well, my rookie year, we had none but smokers and old people on the team. And I'm surprised nobody got hurt sooner now that I look back on it.
Tua, woof. Had a real rough one. Here's Kevin Stefanski on Tua's preseason debut.
So we evaluate everything. I think I've told you guys that before. You evaluate everything that our players do on the field, in the meeting rooms, et cetera. Obviously, 9 plays the other night. He wants to be better. Our offense wants to be better. Our coaches want to be better in those 9 plays. But our focus will be continuing to get ready for this season and not getting too far ahead of ourselves.
Oh, he wasn't getting ahead of anything. We saw the passes.
The fumble and snap.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
I can't lie. It brought a smile to my face just a little bit. I know that sounds cruel, but oh well.
You have nothing to worry about, and you get to see it front row and center next week.
It's amazing.
What?
Listen to this.
What?
I am reading something now that definitely explains today's football. I'm not disagreeing with LH on games or games. However, growing knowledge creates more information for caution.
-1.
Soft! Man up, ladybug!
What the hell does that even
mean? That's crazy! Like,
-1 for propaganda.
When the season starts and all your guys have never tackled or get tired at halftime, I don't want to hear anybody calling in on Monday and going, man, they got tired. They were soft. Why would you? No, because you said, let's err on the side of caution so they could be healthy. I don't want a healthy bum.
You've had some doozies this hour. I love it.
Who wants a healthy bum?
Nobody wants a healthy
bum. Who wants a guy who's healthy all the time but can't play a lick?
Well, I mean, you want a healthy. You know what? Never mind. Let's go to Jerry Jones. This is him on if the Cowboys still have a move up their sleeve.
Yes, if we had an opportunity, I would be.
Is it more of a wait and see thing?
And it's as much about what I think of where we are, which I'm more positive than when we started camp, seriously, about what our chances are. And so I think if we saw an opportunity to take a little of the future and put it on this team, I'd do it if it would help us.
Is that the Eagles' division to lose? Like, I don't know what to make of the other three teams. Because I think they all have cases to be decent, but I don't really know that they will be. So I feel like I'm going to lean towards Philly.
Yeah, like, we do this every year with them. Do we not?
Yeah. But it's like, I mean,
this is the year. And probably because he's the only owner that we talk to every day.
That's right.
So, like, every day they talk to Jerry Jones. Do we even know? I think I've heard the Philly owner once or twice.
Lori, is that his name?
Yeah.
And then the Sixers guy owns the Commanders. It used to be we used to have the guy who had the poop water, Schneider. And then does the Giants, is that still Mara? Does he still own it? He still owns the Giants. But yeah, he's the guy we hear all the time.
Right. So yeah. So eventually, you know, you run out of questions. You start asking questions about other stuff, and he just starts responding to everything. Like, who asked that question?
I don't know.
Like, do you have something up your sleeve?
We might.
Yeah, as soon as they start getting rid of guys for money reasons or not. But guess what? Every team can say the same exact thing, and they go, it'll be on the end. Dun, 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 dun. Jerry Jones says he's on the lookout for other moves. Like,
He does know how to play the media like a fiddle. He's very good at it.
Right.
He's very
good. This is exhausting.
Finally, we heard from our new genius, Jeff Hafley, who says, no block, no rock. The former so-called genius, Mike McDaniel, this is him on getting his Chargers offense to improve.
For whatever reason, you're more fluent in year two, and we couldn't afford that that real option. You know, we're all hungry for the year two results in year one. And, you know, I think that on the front end as a coaching staff, we tried to solve some problems and group things better to have more overlapping principles. And then, you know, we just put a huge challenge to Justin and the guys. And Justin is the leader by example. So it was for him to attack. And, you know, I think to his credit, I think he's far past where quarterbacks are usually in year one. Because we're hoping for year two results in year one. But familiarity always helps people, which is why it's been so important that people are all in this offseason so that we can have that that growth right now.
What?
Who keeps giving him the microphone? Why is he talking more than Harbaugh?
Harbaugh's used him as a meat shield.
Is he a press secretary? Like, is he? This is crazy. This is crazy. Minus one, dude.
Minus one.
All right, we'll take a break. Final hour coming on up. We're back after this.